Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guys are hurt. 23 guys weren't able to play. The twos and the threes basically had to play the entire game Saturday night in Tennessee. So he had to back off of them yesterday at practice because they're all sore. Then he brought up Brandon Ayuk. And he brought up Brandon Ayuk basically saying this right here.
Not with us. You know, I trust Brandon knows what he's got to do for this year to get ready to play. I have a feeling he's finding a way to stay in shape and do those things. But there's a football shape element that I know he's eager to get back to, and us too. So hopefully we can get to that soon. But Brandon knows what he's got to do to be in shape for the season, and I feel confident he's doing that.
Is he not allowed to, like, work out at the facility? I know that you'd want to, like, not risk certain things. But, like, is he running? Like,
he's running somewhere. Somewhere out of sight, out of mind. But he is under contract.
The longer
so
this lingers, this just gets weirder and weirder.
Hasn't he been taking part in, like, meetings and stuff?
Yeah, he's
like,
been in the meetings.
Like, we've had the people we've had on basically said he's doing everything except suiting up for the practices.
Yeah, no doubt. He's been doing all that.
Doesn't that kind of worry everybody? Just going to go from 0 to 100?
No.
Right when the season starts?
Well, what I took out of that is that maybe they're getting closer to a deal. If Shanahan is trusting Brandon Ayuk's going to be ready to go against the New York Jets. That, to me, is the first time I've heard any of the personnel talk like he's going to be back with the 49ers. Last week it was, you know, Brandon's situation and former teammate, and we understand the situation and it sucks and blah, blah, blah. Now Shanahan's talking about, I trust he's going to be in shape for the football season. Huh. That's what I took out of that. Let's hear it again.
Not with us. You know, I trust Brandon knows what he's got to do for this year to get ready to play. I have a feeling he's finding a way to stay in shape and do those things. But there's a football shape element that I know he's eager to get back to, and us too. So hopefully we can get to that soon. But Brandon knows what he's got to do to be in shape for the season, and I feel confident he's doing that.
I the longer this thing lingers, the more I just scratch my head and I just don't understand exactly what's going on. Like, is there an end game to this? Is there a deadline where does he just, okay, hypothetically, the Niners refuse to trade him. He just shows up, what is it, the September 4th or whatever that Tuesday is, ready to work right after Labor Day, just ready for week one?
I don't think they're going to try to let that linger. I think they want to get something done by the end of this week.
Belichick was talking about this. I don't know if it was McAfee or Bussing with the Boys or whatever he was on. But he was basically saying that, like, he had made the determination for his organization at that point, and he had also been very, very established. I would say Kyle's pretty established, not on the Belichick level, but he's pretty established. But he was like, anytime there was, like, stuff. I just said, just get out of here. And like he was talking about like Chandler Jones. Like he had a bunch of stuff with Chandler Jones. And he basically was like, I knew Chandler was a really good player. But I also knew that like I didn't want the distraction. And he was talking about how he wanted singularity and focus and how everybody in the organization had so much to worry about when it came to just football and X's and O's and details and all that. He didn't want them thinking even for a second about any question that might come from anywhere outside the organization on what was going on with player X. And I don't know if that applies to this modern era. And that worked 10 years ago because the players didn't have all the social media that they have now. And it's just, it's different. But it was an interesting point of view from a head coach who had been in the mix of fielding questions from the media and understanding the dynamic of a team and being the de facto GM of an organization. I believe that Kyle Shanahan, he may not be the guy picking the personnel, but I believe he has final say.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Martha, you didn't know this, but I foresee the future.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Baldy in 13 minutes. Brian Baldinger in 13 minutes on the River Islands guest line. Don't forget to check out the latest episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys with Sam Lovin and Joe Sasky celebrating 100 episodes of the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area. Catch episode 100 now, where Sam Lovin caught up with Giants all-star Logan Webb. Available wherever you listen to your podcasts. And shout out to the Xfinity Mobile text line as well. You never know where you may get a text from. You may get a text from your mom. You may get a text from the 925. You may get a text from the 209. Maybe the 408. Or maybe the 510. Hey, now, you see numbers on this Xfinity Mobile text. I'm like, damn, that looks familiar. And I could tell when they're one of my buddies, and I'll text them on the side, yo, dial it down, dial it down. You know, you don't need to text it. Like, comment down.
I've had a
comment
few friends down. Blocked on the text
yeah,
line.
Yeah, just comment down. You know, I may have to block some friends on Twitter. It's all good. Shout out Big Frisco. Big Frisco. He's the opposite. He's the antithesis of being sucker-free right now on Twitter. Anyway, 510. I see a 510 text. My God, Butch, weren't you just saying trade Snell? Come on. Well, you know, like the person who texts. You could do a lot of flipping, and you could do a lot of flopping. I'm just going to say it out. I'm just going to put it out there, Shasky. Derek Guru Johnson, why are you texting the text line? City Mobile text. Guru, why are you texting the text line? You've done it before. You've done it multiple times. And we always hear, somebody's hacking me and using my number. No, they're not.
He said it's, somebody's hacking him.
It's bothering me. Well, I can't see it.
No, he didn't.
He texted the text line one time. I'll never forget. He texted our Xfinity Mobile text line, and he accused me of stealing material from him. Oh, my guru. The next time I steal material from you would be the first time I steal material from you. And he's like, that's not my number. Somebody uses my number. Well, actually, that is your number, guru. You're texting the text line. Come on, man.
That's funny.
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
What?
Can you play that again?
So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
Unbelievable. You know, this 49er thing that I've been thinking about. No, like on the real.
He's
like
calling you out, by the way.
What's that?
He's calling you out.
Who is? Who is?
A guru.
What do you mean?
He's calling you out with his text.
Oh, the one, sports, man. The one that he just sent?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Again, presented with new information. You know, pivot, don't panic.
Can you play the flip and drop? Can you? Where's the flipping drop, Spadoni? Could you play that?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, interest rates went up, and then 2 days later they went down. That's what happens. Yeah.
No, that was at the old. I couldn't get that one from the new building. I'll try to track it down. That was Mark Ibanez, right?
Yeah.
When if you're not flipping, TV hit.
If you're not flipping in that moment, you're not trying at something.
I like that. But I'm looking at the Niners situation, like with this. They cut short practice because they don't have enough guys that are healthy. Like Again, this is not the end of the world. I've just never heard of anything like this. There's 90 guys, I believe, that are allowed to go to practice, and they can't hold joint practices. They can't even finish their own practice. What is this, my 12U, you know, summer team where a couple of kids get sick, and the next thing you know, we can't even have a practice?
Guys are banged up. guys are banged up. Ricky Pearsall's banged up. Jacob Cowing is out there yesterday. He ran a deep route yesterday against Yamaneur Lenoir. Lenoir picked it off to end practice. So that's a good sign. Purdy practice. Christian McCaffrey, we had the injury report yesterday. He said if they played a game this week, he'd be ready to go. That's fine.
Well, that still doesn't make me feel good about.
Well, I mean, again, you're never going to feel good. I'm not trying to make you feel good right now. I'm just telling you what the information is. McCaffrey said if they're ready to play on Sunday, he'd be ready to suit up.
They are the oldest or second oldest team to start the year. The Chiefs are the second youngest team by age, the average age or whatever.
27 years old, something like that.
The Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're either the oldest or the second oldest. And they've played a lot of hard-hitting games. Over the last couple of years. I wouldn't call them, quote-unquote, they're battle-tested.
Spencer Burford banged up. Feliciano banged up. But Dominic Puni, he's playing well. He's going to start at right guard. He's fine. Fred Warner, he's got a minor injury, foot injury. We'll see about that. Nick Bosa's healthy. Leonard Floyd's healthy. Javon Hargrave's healthy. Malik Collins is healthy. Jair Brown's healthy. Mustafa's healthy. Traverius Ward and Diomedre Lenoir, they're healthy. So, you know what? They're top-heavy. This is a top-heavy team with not a lot of depth. And their depth will get tested if they have to play these backups. But they're just under a month away from the season opener. I still think it's a little too early to panic. I know RJ in Fairfield yesterday called us and he was panicking, saying, I'm panicking right now. It's not going to end well. Well, the vibes haven't been great. I get it. But the vibes weren't great necessarily last year when you had the quarterback situation going on with Trey Lance and Sam Darnold and you had Nick Bosa away from camp. They ended up in the Super Bowl, right? The year before. Yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo on the baby field, throwing 5-yard passes to Trey Lance starting. Next thing you know, Trey Lance gets hurt week two. They end up in an NFC Championship game. So, I'm not going to panic yet. 14 practices in the training camp. Not yet. I'm not there yet.
No, but it's not ideal. And I think we can all acknowledge that. And where they're at right now, health-wise, is, you know, it's unfortunate, right? They not that they need the work like there's some team that just got put together, but I think that all of these, you know, reps that you get in training camp, they do harden you and get ready for the regular season. And, you know, this is a team that doesn't tackle, right? Like, by nature. And they're going to be a physical team throughout the year. And when you start the year off banged up, it's just not ideal. That's all.
No, it's not ideal. But, again, we're nearly a month away. Or just under a month away from the season opener. You got 4 weeks, Shasky.
I know,
four
but weeks. when you look at the history of the league with the team that loses the Super Bowl has the quote-unquote hangover, it's a variety of things. It's health. It's, you know, there's a drop-off, the desire, the hunger, the off-season's lesser. Your picks in the off-season aren't as high, and everyone wants more because they've had a monster year, and so you're shelling out more money. And, like, this is the natural progression for a lot of teams. And so, you know, I look at what happened with the Eagles last year, and it's not... It's not saying it's like for like going to happen with the Niners, because I think that the Niners are a really, really, really talented team. But you can start to see the omens aren't great.
It's not ideal to have to cancel a scrimmage. It's not ideal at all. And scrimmages matter. Scrimmages look good.
Shanahan said the scrimmages matter more than the preseason games.
He said that forever. A lot of coaches, Belichick said that forever. A lot of people within the NFL, Baldy said it to us multiple times, and we've had Baldy on for 3 years. He said scrimmages, you get more work in against guys in the preseason game. Because a preseason game, you're not going to game plan, but you could really work on your stuff in practice. So that's not ideal. I'm not saying it is ideal. I'm not saying I'm like, whoa, 23 guys out of practice. Wow. You know, guys are out left and right. Wow, you have to catch a scrimmage. That's not good.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know how much bearing that's going to have on the regular season. I think we have to wait on that.
Well,
and we have to wait on Ayuk to come back. We have to wait on Trent Williams to come back. I'm hoping on all that stuff. But yeah, right now, practices are not going well because you don't have enough healthy bodies.
You know, we have a long way to go on the contracts for Trent and Ayuk, but I'm just looking at it from like a top view situation. If ever there was a time for Brock Purdy to just kind of silence any of the doubters, it would be like... hey, there's some injuries, there's some holdouts. And then, you know, first couple months of the season, he just comes in and he's just boom, 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 boom. He's firing on all cylinders. And let's say you don't have a fully healthy McCaffrey. And maybe the run game doesn't get established and he's kind of running for his life, but he's making things happen. I mean, this is where you go back to franchise quarterbacks, having a franchise quarterback. And I think him being healthy and him looking his most optimal, that is one thing that I'm very optimistic on. I still don't even know if we've seen the best of Purdy.
He's healthy. Kittle's healthy. Again, McCaffrey said if there was a game on Sunday, he'd be suiting up and he's playing. So I'm not worried about McCaffrey. Fred Warner's got the minor foot injury. We'll see about him.
Bosa feels healthy.
Bosa's healthy.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd's healthy. The defensive line's healthy. Khalil Davis, he's going to be out for a while. So, look, man. Missing Brandon Ayuk right now sucks. Missing Trent Williams right now sucks. Missing Dre Greenlaw right now sucks. Missing Hufanga right now sucks. There's a lot of energy that's on the sideline. A lot of good vibes on the sideline. But a lot of other guys are getting work. Now, what's disappointing is, this camp, is that we haven't seen all of Ricky Pearsall. That's the unfortunate issue. That's not good.
I think Isaac he could have benefited from these. Like Marcus Lattimore in New Orleans. Or is it Marshawn Lattimore?
Marshawn Lattimore, the corner.
I always confuse him with the running back.
The corner.
Yeah, but is it Marshawn or Marcus?
Marcus Lattimore, I believe. Marcus Lattimore or Marshawn? Now you're confusing
me. Yeah, I know. I'm very confused.
Marshawn.
Yeah, okay. But like that would be great work for him.
It would be great work.
I mean, like, now I want to see the Rook go up against one of the better corners in the league.
Now, he may return to practice. We'll see. Now, I don't know what is the shoulder injury. They haven't classified it. They've been very vague with it. So, we'll see about that. Jacob Calvin-Gould gets some work. He's been back at practice. And another positive sign is Deebo Samuel looks phenomenal right now.
It's true.
Deebo Samuel looks amazing. So, again, we're a month out. I think it's a little early to panic. I understand why fans would be concerned. With all the guys that, trust me, I want everybody practicing too, and I want the IU situation settled just like everybody else. It's not driving me crazy anymore because I just put it to the side. When it breaks, it breaks. By the way, how foolish do we look by playing a breaking news sounder last week that he was he's going to Pittsburgh. I
mean, presented with different information.
That hasn't aged well at all.
Has anyone checked on him?
Andrew Filippone?
Yeah.
No. Spinotti, do some digging. What's going on with Andrew Filippone?
I've actually been looking at his feed to see if like he'll like recount or just say I was wrong or anything, but it's a lot of just sad Pirates tweets.
Is it? Have we pivoted to the Pirates? Roger.
8 straight losses for the Pirates, by the way.
How many? They lost 8 straight?
Yeah.
Wow. That many? No wonder Guru's so rattled he's hitting the text lineup.
They hit the gauntlet of the NL West. It was not kind to them.
Oh, yeah. They got swept at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, that's what. By the way, you see Mookie Betts come back and hit a home run yesterday?
Of course he did.
See Shohei's 3-0 count, opposite field, 430-foot bomb.
Yeah.
He's got the number one selling turf shoe in baseball right now.
So you got the Blake Snell seeing that right now, saying, boy, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks. Yeah, let me resign with the Giants. Overpay me if you want to.
You got to try.
No, there's no touch. You got to try. I don't disagree with that right now.
They just fire everybody.
No. Well, the problem is with the Giants, they didn't do either. They didn't sell or buy. They just stood pat. By the way, Jorge Soler, I didn't know he could play the field.
I mean,
all of a sudden he's playing left field with the Braves.
What? I trust him in the outfield more than Jock Peterson.
I mean,
speaking of which, Jock Peterson having a monster season for the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oops.
The Pony Express.
He's probably crushing the Pasoy tournaments, too.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
I don't know if you know this, but Marte's having one of the great infielder seasons offensively.
Cattell?
Dude, he's having a monster season. Monster season.
I think Christian Walker's been hurt for him, too, and they're still crushing.
Well, he should have been an all-star, but yes.
What's the name? Corbin Carroll started to turn the season around. He's hitting for power now. He's running the bases very well. At a high level. Who said the Diamondbacks don't go after Blake Snell? They spend money.
McCann, Merrill Kelly, and Zach Allen. That'd be a good...
That'd be
really nice.
Down in Phoenix, Arizona. With that lineup.
But that's what makes... I mean, again, go back to Snell. That's what makes him so unique. He kind of fits in every single situation.
Right. Overpaid in Phoenix or overpaid in San Francisco? What do you think he chooses?
Well, Phoenix has the no state tax.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And the favorable weather. And,
exactly.
I mean, like that, again, this is why you have to overpay. But he is a Pacific Northwest guy, so maybe he wants to
gets like 110 in Phoenix in the summer. Is that favorable?
Well, he plays in a dome.
Yeah, it's air conditioned. Not a lot of the time.
A dome.
They don't really leave it open. Have you ever been there?
Retractable roof, yeah. and you say indoors, you got plenty of AC. You got plenty of swimming pools. I don't know if you know
this. Phoenix is nice.
Phoenix is great.
Oh, no, I would say I'm just, you know.
Scottsdale, really, if you have money.
Well, I mean, you're going to be there half the summer. You're going to be traveling.
Yeah.
Players still play there. Okay, players still sign there.
He's very big. I know that Blake Snell is very big in travel ball in the Washington State area. And he goes back and forth. And he actually did some camps during the All-Star break up there. He's like all in on like travel baseball and being like a positive influence on that kind of stuff.
He's a good dude, man.
He is
Blake
a good
Snell's
dude.
A good dude.
He also looks like he hasn't slept in 4 months.
Yeah,
does he have a baby?
Yeah, he just had a baby.
There you go.
He's like 3-4 months.
I can relate.
Yeah. Bags under the eyes. Sleep deprived. You know what I'm saying? We all know about that.
He's also
that.
A gamer.
Yeah, Twitch. That's where he had the viral tweet. What was it about?
Nicotina?
No, it was about when we were doing the labor negotiations, and he said something, and it was like everyone freaked out.
Yeah, he said, he was a,
through the pandemic.
Well, I know that they have him singing Andre Nicotina while streaming video games, and everyone's like, he's perfect for San Francisco.
Yeah, he's been great. He's been great. We're going to talk to Baldy in just a moment here on the River Islands guest line to get to practice and the 49ers. And I know we're efforting him right now. I can't wait to talk to Baldy as we're wearing his new Baldy Breakdown hats. Baldy Breakdowns. He's got hats. He's got hoodies. I'm going to wear mine on the stream.
Yeah. Oh, I did my hair today, so I'm gonna just why put it to the side. It's a sweet hat,
So what are you doing after work?
What?
What are you doing after work?
I'm not doing anything. I got a haircut.
Put on a hat.
I just got a haircut yesterday, and so you know,
just wear the hat.
Just trying to show off the hair, before I lose it all.
You've been saying that for 3 years now.
I know. I'm going to say it until it falls off. Have you seen my brother? Jeez, you remember what my dad looked like?
Don't worry. You don't have to throw them under the bus. What? Pops is resting in heaven. You don't have to throw them under the bus.
I can't find the Tom.
He's playing catch with Willie Mays. Just leave him alone.
Telling him to use two hands.
Leave him alone.
On the basket catch.
Leave him alone. You don't need to throw bat under the bus. We don't need to do that. We already ran over Guru once. We don't need to do it again. I can't believe Guru. He's going to come in here and say, guys, he's going to make the same excuse he makes all the time. That wasn't me. Somebody hacked me. I wondered, like, he's going to delete the text.
So someone hacked his cell phone.
How could you
to text into the 95.7 The Game text line.
I just busted in his office
to do
morning.
When it comes to hacking.
I know the Guru playbook. I know the playbook.
You really think he's going to say that?
Oh, I know he's going to say that. He said it multiple times.
I just like the explosion of when it goes in my mouth.
What?
That's not fair.
Jeez.
3 career farts in my 12 years on air.
I love this random text on as we wait for Baldy here. We're stalling the tie for Baldy, but Matthew on YouTube. Dubs trade for Lonzo Ball yet? That's where we're at right now? I do like Lonzo Ball, Matthew. I'm not laughing at all. I do like Lonzo Ball. Losing your hair doesn't come from your dad. It comes from your mom's dad.
See, I've heard that, but I've also, I don't know. I mean, I've heard so many different things. Who knows? I've heard that wearing hats makes you lose your hair. You tell me, man.
Well, my granddad, Webb Tindall, he lost his hair. Maybe I'm going to lose my hair soon. I don't know. I do not know. That's why I'm growing it out now. One last hurrah. The Niners may play their starters on Sunday because of the lack of scrimmaging, so we may see Brock Purdy Sunday against New Orleans Saints. Now, Dennis Allen may try to blitz or whatnot, and it's not good. It's not good to not have Trent Williams out there protecting Brock Purdy. But we may see the starters on Sunday against the Saints. 5 o'clock game on Fox, and I think it's the debut of Tom Brady in the broadcast booth.
So do you think that because it can go both ways. You obviously want Trent protecting Brock Purdy, but I mean, if he holds out for a game or two, do you kind of need a couple of reps and some series to just kind of see what it looks like schematically and for, you know, understanding how long you can hold on to the ball? I mean, you don't want Purdy going down. I mean, that's obvious, but is Trent going to come in? It sounds like it's Ayuk first and then Trent, and there's no movement on either.
Well, here's Adam Schefter on the Trent Williams situation. This is on the Pat McAfee show.
I think their focus has been
on Ayuk, and we got a 36-year-old tackle who, it doesn't matter that he misses camp. I would think that they'll get that addressed and figured out and get him in. And if he misses camp, he misses some camp. But they want him back. He's so good, they have to have him back. And I would think that they want to get this Ayuk thing taken care of before they move on to Trent Williams.
All right, Shifty, what about Brandon Ayuk?
Now it looks like the focus and emphasis is on keeping him in San Francisco and not trading him. But I would say that this has had many twists and turns to it, and until there's final resolution, you don't know. But the 49ers want to keep him. They don't want to trade him. They've never wanted to trade him. They've wanted to get a deal worked out with him. The deal has been elusive.
That's Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show yesterday, that they want, and that makes me happy, that they still want Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
That makes me happy.
So, but if we're haggling, this is where I get frustrated, because if we're haggling over $1 million or $2 million or $3 million here and there, like, and you referenced this yesterday in a phone call to us, like, what's the backup making right now?
Oh, $2.5 million, Josh Dobbs?
Josh Dobbs, okay. Trent Taylor's on like a $1.5 million. Like, shave the roster, like, you know, shave the roster and figure it out.
Hey, Shark Week time. Let's go.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
All right, we got our main man, Shark Week, Brian Baldinger, joining us live on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Baldy here. We got the fresh hats. I need the hoodie, Baldy's breakdowns, because it's real, and it's coming fast and furious, Baldy. We're breaking down preseason week number one. We'll get around the league here. But I'm going to ask you this. It's not even about Brandon Ayuk or Trent yet, but the impact of not having joint practices. I've never heard of this before, but the Niners have so many guys out of the lineup right now, Baldy. So many guys hurt. They had 23 guys missing from practice on Thursday. They go to Tennessee, play all their twos and threes. Shanahan says, to hell with joint practices. We don't have any bodies. So they cancel their trip to Irvine, California to practice with the Saints. The impact of not having a joint practice in today's day and age, isn't it massive, Baldy?
Well, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard any. I mean, I was at a joint practice last week watching the Jets. It was awesome. It was in a downpour, but there was a lot of good work done. This week and next week, there's joint practices all over the league. But I haven't heard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the one yet, in my time where it had to be canceled because of so many guys aren't available. That one I haven't heard yet.
That's unbelievable. It's a first for us, too. So they're not going to practice at all. So the impact of that, that's where you get a lot of best work, right? A lot of coaches, Baldy, say that you get your best work in the joint practices. So will they have to probably play their starters in the preseason game week two Sunday against the Saints by not having the joint practices?
Well, I mean, you got to get some timing before you start the season. You know, they get the Jets week one. The Jets are having joint practices. I'm not saying the Jets are going to be ahead of the 49ers or behind them. I know, obviously, you played week one, but the Jets had a scrimmage last week against Washington. They have one this week against Carolina, next week against the Giants. I mean, they're getting their work in. And, you know, a lot of the guys, I mean, look, Aaron Rodgers didn't play, Garrett Wilson didn't play. But they feel like the scrimmages and the joint practices were these guys are going to get their work and their timing in. And so they're getting a lot of that. And if the 49ers aren't, you just got to wonder, like, is one team going to be a little further ahead than the other to start the season?
Well, I guess that leads me into the Brandon Ayuk and the Trent Williams thing. I know a lot of people are like, oh, Trent could just roll out of bed and play. But for the rest of the team, every day that these guys miss, doesn't it make it harder to be just hitting on all cylinders week one?
Yeah. I mean, you saw when Trent was out of the lineup last year, you know, it was more than just not Trent, but they weren't a dynamic offense without Trent in there. I always say, and I'm half joking, but I'm also kind of serious too. I don't care wherever the run with Christian McCaffrey is going to go and where it's designed to go, it usually ends up behind Trent. Like just the windbacks, the cutbacks, it winds up behind him. He's just that. And look, I'm his biggest fan. You can't replace him. He's just irreplaceable. He's just, your offense is just not going to be the same. Nobody gets to the second level. Nobody moves bodies as well as Trent does. There's some young guys, Penei Sewell. There's some young guys in this league. They're good players, but they're not Trent.
Baldy here on the River Islands guest line on the Morning Rush here on 95.7 The Game. The impact of Brandon Ayuk, Baldy. We haven't seen Ricky Pearsall. He's finished like six practices. They've had 14 practices, so we have no idea what the first-round pick is looking like right now. He's had a shoulder. He's had a hamstring. Debo looks great, but what about the impact of not having Brandon Ayuk? How would that impact the 49ers offense if they can't get a deal done with number 11 Brandon Ayuk?
Well, they're not going to be as dynamic, period. You know, look, I understand, and I'm not trying to report anything that hasn't been out there already, but my understanding is deals were in place for compensation, contract, the whole thing. It was just they want a player in return. They need a receiver. If you lose Brandon Ayuk, okay, you're going to put Danny Gray out there? Like, what are you putting out, Juwan Jennings? What are you putting out there? Nobody. There's nobody they're going to get that can run a route like Brandon Ayuk. There's probably nobody they're going to get that blocks like he does. They don't beat Detroit without that catch down the middle of the field. They simply don't make that comeback. That triggered the whole thing, that catch off the safety in that play. There's a reason why he's holding out. He thinks he's a pure number one, and he is. He's a real number one wide receiver. And they love to attack the middle of the field. That's their offense. That's where the ball wants to go. And if you're going to attack the middle of the field, you better have some fearless players. Not everybody is as fearless as Debo and Ayuk going across the middle.
Yeah, there's no doubt. This has just been bizarre. I know, like, Hassan Reddick has got his own situation with the Jets, but look, Ayuk and Trent and just the way how public this Ayuk thing has been, allowing him to negotiate outside, but we still want him. And like, I've never seen anything like this. Have you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of happened to Jimmy a little bit a few years ago, didn't it, Joe?
Yeah, like, on the baby field.
Yeah, I mean, they were like, he was out there, next thing you know, he's back, after he. So, I mean, we have seen something similar with Jimmy. But, no, look, for anybody to say this isn't a distraction is crazy. Like, it is. Like, it's all everybody's talking about with this team right now is those two players not there. And they're great players. And the 49ers have rewarded great players. They just have, under the John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan regime, they've rewarded every great player. And so Ayuk is next up. Trent's like at the very end. He's like, okay, I just saw Penei Sewell. I just saw all these guys get rewarded this year. Like, I'm way down the list right now. Let's just put me where I belong. And so it's kind of hard, but money is, And I don't think they're thinking about what they have to do to the quarterback. Like, they'll get there when they get there. But for right now, these players think that they have leverage. And it is bizarre, Joe. Like, you can go out to negotiate. Deals are kind of getting done, but not all the way. There's real negotiation going on. So he knows that. So, and then, like, why would you want to go to New England right now? Why would you go to that team? Like, you know, I mean, they're a long ways away from being anywhere, and you're used to winning. So there's a couple places out there where, you know, whether it's Pittsburgh or not. I mean, I was there in Pittsburgh last Wednesday. I think they need a receiver. It just looks like that to me. They're going to run the ball fine. Pickens is fine. They got some things in place, but they need, you know, they need a real factor out there at wide receiver, another one.
Yeah, I you know, Baldin, I'm with you. If you're going to get the deal done for Brendan Ayuk and you want to trade him, do that at the NFL draft where you could get a player back in that draft or another player. Right now, I just think it's bad business to trade a guy who was second-team All-Pro, led your team in receptions and receiving yards. You talk about the big play against Detroit. What about the third down there in the red zone? Third down, Brock Purdy zips his quick slant. There's Brendan Ayuk right there. We've seen that over and over and over again. Now, the Amari Cooper one is interesting, but why would Cleveland do that, Baldy? Why would Cleveland want to give up that compensation and a player like Amari Cooper for Brendan Ayuk? It just doesn't make sense to me.
They're similar type players. Amari's a great route runner. He was the leading receiver last year. I mean, they're similar type players. They're just getting a younger version of Amari. But Amari's a good guy. Like, he doesn't say two words. Like, he's not a distraction to the team or anything like that. That's a little questionable. You know, I just remember back when A.J. Brown got traded to the Eagles on draft night. And they not only did they get the deal done during the draft in real time, but he got a new contract.
Yep.
And it's almost like the same thing with Hassan Reddick. I'm not here to criticize Joe Douglas, but, like, the player wasn't coming back to Philly under his contract. And so they make the trade. They get him there. He's there one day to sign his contract. He hasn't been there since. The Jets have been staunch and steadfast about, you come in and you play, we can negotiate. Well, we're not going to negotiate with you, and haven't seen you. We don't know what kind of shape. It's August 13th. It's getting close. So I do believe, honestly, Trent can fall out of bed, on that Sunday before their opener against the Jets and play well against Jermaine Johnson, against Will McDonald, the guys they got. I believe he can. But I also think, like, listening to Nick Bosa, you know, this summer and talking to him about him missing all the camp. He said it really hurt him. It hurt him not being there in the offseason. It hurt him not, you know, working with Javon Hargrave. It hurt him from, okay, just a preparation standpoint. Okay, he signed the deal on Friday, had three sacks against the Steelers, but he didn't have his great season.
Yeah.
And so he fell out of bed, and he went out there and he balled out against, you know, the Steelers that day. And but I don't think he had a great season. I don't think he thinks he thought he had a great season. Camp's important. It's just, you got to get your body ready.
Baldy, did you watch the Niner game with a fine-tooth comb?
I watched a little bit of it. I mean, I watched Steve Winters, like, spin Will Levis, try to go into the end zone. You know, I watched Dominic Pooney at right guard. I saw something, so I didn't watch it to the very end.
All right.
Study it like I would a normal game. But I saw the guys that sort of popped to me out there.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a couple names. Just put them in the back register. Malik Mustafa is obviously a name that most people have been talking about.
But he saw Mustafa. Saw Mustafa flying around there. I know he knows about him.
Tay Martin looked really good at wide receiver. He had a big drop with Brandon Allen, but other than that, looked really good. And this Bethune kid from Florida State, seventh rounder, linebacker, number 48, there's a player in there. These are just a couple of the names that I saw that I think Baldy would like. This linebacker, number 48, he's going to make the team.
Okay. Well, I felt like, you know, D. Winters was a six-round pick last year, and he popped to me. Like,
okay,
you know, he missed a tackle down in the 3-yard line, but the next play, when Levis rolled out, like, he just splattered him. And I'm like, all right, well, you would, like, I know you think you're made of granite. You ain't going to hold up to a whole lot of hits like that. Like, well, he came like a BB and just blew him up.
No, there's no doubt. Mustafa played well. D. Winters as well. We're looking around the league before we let you go.
Mason played well.
Yeah, J.P. Mason. Yeah, J.P. Mason can run that rock between the tackles. There's no doubt about that. I didn't like him missing the blitz pick up there on one of the pass plays, but he'll work on that. That'll be McCaffrey's doing there. Looking around the league. Obviously, the number one overall pick. They're on Hard Knocks right now. New episode tonight on HBO Max. Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams. I'm looking at their win totals, and I'm not trying to talk gambling with you, Baldy, but 8.5 is their over-under for win totals. And I'm saying, has there been a rookie quarterback that's come into a situation where you have Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, and a defense that we saw down the stretch last year that looked like a top-5 unit? Call me crazy, but I think the Bears are going to make some noise this year, Baldy.
Well, they played a tough division. I mean, I feel like the Packers and the Lions got better this offseason. Packers got better just by changing the defensive coordinator. That guy can coach. Anybody that's been out to Green Bay this summer, those young wide receiver, Romeo Doubs, Wicks, like these guys, Jaden Reed, these guys are legit. And the quarterback is. And you look at what Detroit has done, they got better. Yeah. So the division's tough. But I saw Caleb and his receivers at the Hall of Fame game. I watched the game the other day. Like, he was as advertised. You know, now, look, it's a small sample. They turn the ball over. He makes the flip to DeAndre Swift on his screen. Like, you start thinking about, that's another Mahomes here. He pulls it down on third down. He protects the ball. He scrambles for first. Like, he made a lot of really big-time throws. So, look, I mean, it's a very good team around him.
Yep.
So, he's got a chance. They've got a chance, for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the young quarterbacks. It's made the preseason way more watchable, quite honestly.
No doubt.
I was like glued to it on Sunday. Thought Penix looked good. He looked very rhythmic. Yep. You could tell he's got good feel. I know he missed a throw. And then I thought Bo Nix looked good. JJ showed a little something. Holds the ball a lot. He obviously had the big throw. I mean, but I just think like this class, you could tell there's a little more feel, and they've played a lot of football, this class of rookie quarterbacks, compared to, let's just say, the 2021 class with Trey Lance and Mac Jones and all those guys who didn't really hit.
Well, I totally agree with you, Joe. I was in a studio in L.A. at the NFL Network, and I was watching all the games. I was with David Carr one day. I was with Steve Smith another day. I said the same thing. I said, when you get good quarterback play, you want to watch, even if it's preseason. As soon as the frontline quarterbacks went out, they'd look like preseason games. But, you know, we saw Joe Burrow. We saw Patrick Mahomes. You know, I mean, we saw some legit top-flight Derek Carr. We saw some good quarterbacks play. It's substantial. I mean, Joe Burrow goes down the field, 14 plays, touchdown to T. Higgins. Like, the ball goes exactly where he wants it to go. He's amazing. He's an amazing player. And he's never played in the preseason. But the young guys, like, it made it watchable. Like, Bo Nix played well. Now, most of it was against the twos and threes. Okay, I get that. But he'll start this week for Denver. You know, even Jaden Daniels in his little bit of time, like, he takes him down the field. He makes a big throw on an audible check, you know, and he walks into the end zone on a, you know, read option. Like, it's better than we're used to seeing when those guys are out there.
Baldy, after going in, we're talking to Brian Baldinger here, of course, on the River Islands guest line. He's going to join us every single Tuesday during the season. That's why we love football so much, because we could break down the game with Baldy. Going to all these joint practices and all these different facilities, what's a team that has caught your eye saying, ooh, you better look out for them this season?
Tampa. Tampa's caught my eye.
Ooh.
Like, and I know, look, Baker had a good year last year, but I like Baker, period. I mean, I've known him a long, long time. But he's in a good spot. This was center they drafted, Graham Barton, is an upgrade. Like, you watched that kid play the other day. The general manager hit me up. You know, you watching my rookie center, I'm like, hell yeah. I sent him a couple clips. You know, their offense line, they're going to run the ball better. Defensively, they've got so much young talent, whether it's Yaya Diaby or Kalijah Kansi. You know, and then their veterans, Antoine Winfield and, you know, Vita Vea, the guys down the middle, Levante David. Like, that team has caught my eye. Like, they're a veteran team with a veteran coach that has a lot of young talent that they have now, you know, interjected into the offense and defense. And I don't know how, like, maybe Steve Spagnuolo. There's only a couple guys that know how to blitz the way Todd Bowles knows how to blitz. Like, if he smells a weakness in your protection, your quarterback ability to keep his eyes down, if he smells it, he's going to attack it. Like, I mean, they could come from, I told him when I saw him this summer, I said, if I started stripping every single pressure you did against the Eagles in that playoff game, I ran out of like crayons. Like, it never ended. He goes, well, I mean, why do you think I did it? I'm like, well, I can see, like, That team caught my eye this summer.
Wow.
Baldy, I was listening to Sean McVay, and he was talking about some of the clock management stuff for him in that loss to Detroit in the playoffs and just throughout the year. There's the Baltimore game. There's a lot of stuff. And he hired a guy in 2017, 2018 to just do the clock. And he just hired this John Stryker this offseason who was with the Titans, and he's calling him the game management coordinator. And he was talking with some of these guys on his podcast, pardon my take, about how Andy Reid had a lot of clock problems for many years because he's looking down at the play sheet and he's thinking about two, three plays ahead, guys coming on and off the field. Kyle Shanahan, should he think about hiring somebody to be like a game management clock situation guy up in the booth? Because very similar to McVay, they waste a lot of timeouts in really weird and bizarre spots. The Rams had 9 timeouts in the third quarter last year, number one in the league. Number two was the Niners with Kyle Shanahan, with 6. So I just a thought, because I always think about, like, how could the team improve? And I thought McVay acknowledging a weakness was something that I found to be admirable.
Well, it's a great point, Joe, and I agree with you, and I think Kyle should. Here's the thing. They've already got 25 guys on their staff. What's the difference of 26 coach? I mean, Herm Edwards is the first guy I knew that did it. And he hired a guy that actually was head coach of Rutgers, coach in NFL Europe. But he hired him to be up in the booth to do just that. I think there's so much going on right now. It's no longer every single play there's a change in personnel. There's a change in personnel groupings. Even in the kickoff rule right now, you can put a 12th man out there to hold the ball if the ball gets blown off the tee. There's so many, there's not one coach in this league that can actually spit out every single rule to you right now. That's why they're caught off guard all the time about what they can challenge, what they can't challenge, should they challenge. Like, just those decisions are difficult. But I'm with you. I think having a clock manager, and I was there in Philly when that was the bugaboo on Andy Reid. Now, Patrick Mahomes covers up a lot of flaws in any coaching staff, but that was the knock on him. You get to the end of these games and he burnt his timeouts and he couldn't stop the clock in a 2-minute drill, whatever. I do believe that every coach should look at somebody like that. And I'm sure some teams do already. We don't know about it. Maybe they double duty, but I do believe it's a real consideration.
New kickoff. Your thoughts, Baldy, so far through the first 2 weeks of the preseason?
You saw it more than anybody. Yeah. You saw that Tennessee return.
Oh, I did. I saw a missed tackle from Jaylen Graham.
Well, I mean, we saw the kick spun twice.
Right.
You saw missed tackles. But I saw it live firsthand in Canton when the Bears kicked off. And I saw, like, this is going to decide games this year. You're going to get – we're not seeing Austin Eckler return kicks for Washington, but you're going to see it. You're not seeing some of the plays they're drawing up and practicing. I was in Cincinnati at training camp the other day, and literally they did 20 straight minutes of it. I was there at the Jets-Washington scrimmage, and I saw a penalty on every single play. Like guys moving too soon, holding calls, blocking in the back. You miss these kicks. The ball's at the 40-yard line. Defensive coordinators are panicking right now. Kickers are going to have to make tackles, and nobody wants that done. And they're going to get hurt. Like, we're going to see – this thing is going to affect a lot. Now, I just think you're going to see – I was with Devin Hester, and he's like, well, I'd love to be able to return kicks with this rule. You're going to get splits. And, look, Tennessee scored a touchdown because of the field position they had the other day.
Yep.
We're going to see – will we see Tyreek Hill return a kick? It wouldn't doubt it at all if he returned a kick this year.
Wow. Baldy. That's Brian Baldinger, folks. Get his hats.
I miss you, buddy.
Where can you get the hats and sweaters, Baldy? Plug it. Where can you get the hats and sweaters?
Baldy'sBreakdowns.com. Just go on there. You can go shopping right there. You can watch my pictures, some of the interviews I'm doing, some of the places I've been. But you can do all the shopping. You get your hat, your T-shirt, your hoodie right there. It's awesome, guys. Thank you for wearing it. Thank you for doing it.
No, Baldy.
We're going to blow this up.
No, Baldy. I feel like when you wear the hoodie, And then when you wear the hat, you walk down the street, I just feel different. I feel like people respect me a lot more. And it's like, oh, Baldy's breaking. Okay, that guy's cool. Like, they just respect the gear. They respect what it means and what it breaks down.
I need to dislocate my finger, though, to fit in.
Well, we can get that done, too. You know, I mean, that's the whole logo right there.
We ain't putting it on Ronnie Lott.
You need to wear a little bit of it. Look, this is awesome for me. But, like, I just, honestly, I'm not really doing it to make money. I'm just doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just want people to feel like, these breakdowns are what fans want, what players love.
No.
I got general managers hit me up right now. Coaches hit me up. Like, we need to take the analysis of this game to another level.
Yeah, I agree.
But even Tom Brady was doing a practice rehearsal game, the Rams-Dallas the other day. I saw him on the sideline. Like, Tom Brady is probably going to be really good at this. But even still, Troy Aikman, Tom, you know, they get 12 seconds to tell you what happened. It's not enough. It's not enough time to really show all the things that happened in the game.
And we've seen Baldy breakdowns grow over the last 7 years, Baldy. It's really tremendous. So go ahead and support. Get the hoodie. Get the hat. They're really cool. Baldy, we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
I look forward to it, guys. Man, have a great week.
You too. Brian Baldinger here on the Morning Roast on the River Islands Guest Line. We got to run here. We're a little late to the break, but injury report time.
It's time for the injury report. Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, Giants are closer to getting Tyro Estrada back. He's expected to begin a rehab assignment at AAA Sacramento today. He's been out since July 25th with a wrist injury, so we'll see how he gets reintroduced to the lineup here. Brett Wisely, he's been playing the field. Tyler Fitzgerald, obviously, been playing the field. Tyro Estrada will probably get some at-bats soon with the big league club, probably next week, if I'm guessing, probably gets a Chicago White Sox. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. All right, what's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service bank with no compromises. Matt Burrow's 8:30, but next, Shasky's on the clock, folks, and we'll explain why on the other side here on The Roast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.